Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two. Indeed. Good morning. Hope you got that espresso in your system. Happy Thursday, everybody. We will get to a Magic Hat dealing in the final hour of the radio program, as you do every Thursday. And we will not dive into the Blazers here. We're gonna hold that and talk with our good friend, Wright Gazaway of K2.
Yes, he was doing the Rip City wrap-up in the playoffs for him.
I was going to ask
him. Or the finals,
him.
I think.
Maybe we should ask him. Is he the new host of that?
Is he taking over Rip City wrap-up?
Did he sub Danny out?
Did he Wally Pip Danny?
Oh, my God.
I got follow-up questions here.
We do have follow-up questions. We'll talk about Tom Dundon. He's in the news again. Also, the contract is in the news again. J.B. Bickerstaff and the coaching community, not very happy.
They are not happy that one of their own did not get a fully guaranteed contract.
How come we don't? We should be rallying together as radio hosts around the country.
Yes, where are these people for us?
I'm like, you're only paying Tim $29,600?
That's it? This is outrageous.
He hosts 10 to 2.
Wait, you're telling me if I get fired, I don't get paid every penny of my contract, even if I suck at my job? How do I not get that deal?
Have you ever been outraged by a contract not involving yours in your life?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think that... teachers should get paid more money.
Teachers,
I'm outraged by the amount of money teachers make.
I'm with you on that
they
one.
They deserve to make a lot
more
money.
Outside of a general career field.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't bother me.
So we're getting all that coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. You can reach the show at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. A couple poll questions are up. Let's recap hour one real quick.
Ooh, what do we got?
By the way, if you ever missed the show, we appreciate you checking out the podcast. You can find it where you get all your podcasts. We discussed hot dogs and corn dogs.
Yes, we did.
I am now Booger Brandon.
Yeah, that happened.
Because Black Brandon spit his food out of his mouth on my hand, and somebody thought it was a booger, but I told them it wasn't, but they gave me a look as if I'm a liar.
Yeah, they didn't believe you. You had a booger on your hand.
So thank you for that one. I appreciate it. And then we had a big breaking news trade happen in the NBA. LaMelo Ball is a Minnesota Timberwolf. Yes, if you're getting in your car this morning, that really happened. LaMelo Ball is a Timberwolf with Josh Green and Naz Reid and a bunch of draft stuff went to Charlotte. So that happened, and then we got into Beef Stewart. And so we got two poll questions up. Do you think the Minnesota Timberwolves got better adding LaMelo Ball? 68.8% of you are saying no.
No. Yeah, not a lot of belief out there in LaMelo Ball. He's a showboat. He doesn't play winning basketball. I've seen a lot of those takes so far.
Played pretty good winning basketball last year for a franchise that's been pretty terrible. But he is a bit of a goofball.
He is absolutely a goofball, and you do not trust him behind a wheel. That's terrifying.
And then the second poll question we just posted, which one would you rather have? JoJo's or Tater Tots? The reason we asked that question is because Richie Saunders of BYU was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday. His great-grandfather is credited for inventing the Tater Tot, and so now the Memphis Grizzlies have a guy whose nickname is Beef Stewart paired with a white guy who many call Tater Tot, a.k.a. they have beef and potatoes in Memphis.
A.k.a. the big potato. That's what they're going with. Now, did his grandfather...
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather, thank you. He invented the tater tot. Hat tip to you.
He's credited with it. I don't know if he actually invented it.
Wrong with it. Why not? Did he also add Cajun spice? Or did the Cajun spice come from somebody else? Because if not, I'd like to go find the person who decided to put Cajun spice on there and personally thank them as well.
Cajun spice is an elite seasoning for tater tots.
If you're getting tater tots...
You're always at work taking the
100%
Cajun.
Of the time you're getting Cajun tots. If you have the option for regular tots or Cajun tots.
If I ever find my way into a McMiniman's, the only thing I'm thinking about is the Cajun tots.
I don't even need it. Don't give me a burger.
I don't need anything
just
else.
Just give me two big baskets of Cajun tots, and I'm eating a pound of ranch with it.
Also, what would the percentage odds be that Richie Saunders' great-grandfather is the Elvis Presley of tater tot, that he actually stole it from a black guy?
Yeah, that's probably pretty high.
That's got to be an 82% chance, right?
The whole idea of who invented things a long time ago, it's a lot of gray area.
Probably
there.
Went to New Orleans, yeah. Saw the Cajun tots,
these
said,
are good.
I'm taking this back.
Take it to the mainstream.
I'm going
to
say I invented it.
I invented rock and roll. No, you did it, Elvis. Go do some drugs on your toilet.
But we start the second hour. We'll get to the Blazer stuff, I promise. We'll get to all of that. Keep it down. Calm it down.
Hold on.
I know some of you out there really want to talk about it.
Stop
yell about it.
Yelling at me.
I have a segment that I've called on my show sheet,
mm-hmm.
The Dirt Special.
Hey, happy wife, happy life.
That's kind of how I view life.
You going to make me happy?
I'm going to try. How would you like to hear on June 25th?
June 25th, okay.
That your team's going to win the national championship.
That'd be pretty cool, Bob.
Would that make you happy?
That would make me pretty happy. I feel like I've heard that a few times in my life, so I don't know how I feel about that statement on June 25th when we're 2 months away from the season even beginning. But I'll take it right now if you want to give it to me.
I mean, dude, we're about a month away from the media day.
Yeah.
And we're about a month and a half away from fall camp.
Yeah, it'll be early or late July, early August is when all that stuff will start kicking up.
I'm still in football mode. Year-round, yeah. And so I saw this, and I wanted to get to it yesterday, but we didn't have time because we were making up for Tuesday.
They announced their players going to Big Ten Media Day yesterday.
I'm going to guess.
Oh, okay.
Dante Moore.
Correct.
And?
Three. They're taking three.
Oh, they're taking three.
Taking three. Yeah, it's a Big Ten thing. They take three.
Evan Stewart?
No.
DeCorian?
No.
Older?
With defensive lineman, Tatum Tuioti.
Tuioti.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last one I would not have guessed.
It's going to be like a...
He might be a first-round pick, though.
Offensive lineman?
No, but an offensive player.
Okay. Who?
Jeremy Johnson.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense, but I wouldn't have picked him. He's only been there for a year, but makes sense when you see it.
Send him in the league. You want to highlight it.
Yep.
Brad Crawford of 24/7 had this, and I thought this was a really interesting nugget here. He says, we should be paying more attention to Oregon football this summer as the national title front runner.
Mm.
And he puts up a graphic with some numbers. I think it's very interesting. So the national champions the last 3 years, Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana, three Big Ten teams, okay? Michigan scoring defense, 10.4 points per game given up. Scoring offense, 35.9, which was 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Three regular season wins over top 25 teams. Penalties per game is three, which was tied for first. Ohio State, 12.9 points per game given up, 35.7 points per game scored. Two regular season wins over top 25 teams, 4.5 tied for 11th in penalties per game. Indiana, 11.7 points per game, 41.6 points per game scored. Three regular season wins over top 25, including your Oregon Ducks.
Twice, yeah.
3.8. Penalties per game tied fifth. And right now, Oregon goes in with eight starters returning on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of hinting at what's the points per game given up going to be.
Right. If it was good last year and you're returning eight starters, it should, in theory, be good again.
Six of your 11 starters on offense, including your quarterback, mm-hmm. returning on offense.
Last year, I believe, going into the season, they were returning a total of three starters, and this year they're returning 14 starters.
Plus, Evan Stewart will be back into the fold.
Yep.
Three projected ranked opponents right now on your schedule, which is exactly where all three of those national champions were sitting with their wins, and they were 5.1 penalties per game, which was 13th in the Big Ten. So that's penalties have always kind of been a landing problem. That's the one area,
yeah.
I would say, of Oregon,
yeah,
in the landing area
bugaboo.
That's been a little sloppy for them. But
yeah.
It's just interesting of like how many starters return, and then you look at the three prior national champions – And Brad Crawford's just asking, like, they kind of check a lot of the boxes. They're 48-8 at Oregon under Dan Lanning, which includes a 17-1 mark in the Big Ten.
Yep.
And he has back-to-back top five finishes, three inside the top 10 in four seasons.
I mean, they've been knocking on the door, and I think the – by the way, it's Jamari Johnson. I'm on 2 hours of sleep. I apologize, not Jeremy. You know, give me a little leeway here today, the tight end who's going to Big Ten Media Day.
I knew who you were talking about.
Yes. This is the – it is the blueprint in modern college football of how you want to build a championship team, and it's not easy to always do. You go back to, you know, previous years under Lanning, and they've had guys that they have not been able to convince to come back for another year. There's always a nice NIL package waiting for them, but for some reason, some guys want to go right now. They want to go test the waters in the NFL, and other guys you can be able to convince. They just happen to have an offseason where they were able to convince a good amount of guys, including a quarterback who would have been the second overall pick in the NFL draft, and three starting defensive linemen who all would have been drafted, where probably not all in the first round, but Amari Washington had a chance to be a first-round pick maybe in the back end. Mateo would have been in the first three rounds, and I think Tatum Tuioti would have been a relatively high pick as well. When you go back to that Ohio State championship team from 2 years ago, that entire defensive line, what did they do? They came back for another year. You go back, remember all those names of guys that decided to give it one more go-around. The Indiana roster was old and veteran. I mean, the average age of their football team last year was damn near the same age of the Green Bay Packers. That's how long they had been around. And so you have to have this balance of you got to have a quarterback in place that can execute your offense. I feel like Oregon thinks that they can check that box considering the year Dante had. Now it's about what steps can he take to get better. But it's also convincing some key guys to return for another season to give you the experience and to give you the veteran leadership inside your locker room and the high-level play on the field that you imagine all of them will bring. And so when you look at the blueprint the last couple of years, Oregon has certainly followed that, and they're going to backfill with a lot of young guys who will get some, you know, more reps this season. I do think there are still question marks positionally on their team that maybe fall camp will find out about, or maybe we got to wait until the start of the season to find out about how it's exactly going to look, offensive line and linebacker being the primary two. But if there's a blueprint from the last couple of years, Oregon has followed it. Return your quarterback or have a veteran quarterback who's played a lot of football mixed with having some key guys, particularly on the defensive line, return for another season.
Well, you know, all the noise in college football has largely been about Sorsby and the Save or Protect College Sports Act stuff. We haven't actually dove into much, and it's June. We'll get into it in July, and we'll obviously dive fully into it when August is here and camps are underway. But In reading that from him, I started like wondering, because the hype train has rolled out, and we got audio I want to get to here in the segment.
Yes, the campaign has begun.
The Dante Moore campaign has begun. He was already a candidate for a large portion of last season, and he ended up having a great year as a first-year starter for Oregon. And now he's come back. He's building up this buzz. They did the billboard in, was it Tokyo or was it
China? I don't know if it's in Tokyo, but I know it's in Japan because they're going over to Japan relatively soon,
and
if
then
I'm not wrong.
They made a video. So like the campaign is going to be kicking off. Like, I think for many, you can never predict who's going to win the title. To your point in a jokey way, like, how are they going to break your heart this year? Are they going to lose to the team that they either beat or they barely lost to but get blown out this time?
Like, can't wait to beat Ohio State in Columbus and then play them in the Fiesta Bowl and lose by 42.
Saiyan goes,
how does
on
this
you.
Happen again? Stop.
Oh. If it happened again.
Well, that's a question for another day.
If,
that's a problem from tomorrow, Dirt. Today, Dirt's not going to deal with that one.
Today, Dirt doesn't want to think about that.
Today, Dirt does not want to think about
August
that.
Dirt will get back
August,
to you on that.
August Dirt will get back to you on that one. Tomorrow, Dirt will handle that.
Oh, I mean, but the campaign's going to roll out. Like, the
yes,
buzz is here, man. The amount of starters coming back, the experience, and even guys who didn't start, the way he's recruited here, this is as loaded a talented team as he's had in Eugene. I mean, we feel like we've been saying the last 2-3 years.
This is the whole point. Yeah, this is the part of it that leaves me very excited. I don't know how this season's going to go. They certainly deserve a lot of the, you know, accolades and attention they're going to get going into the season. They were a very good team last year. They returned the majority of the roster this year. Quarterback, all that stuff back. Like, we know why that they're going to get the props and the praise going into the season and why a lot of people will probably pick them to win the national championship. I was just having this conversation with a buddy over around a golf a couple weeks ago who lives and breathes it just like I do, and he had the thought of like, man, if they don't win it this year, it's going to be crushing. And I understand.
But it's not. It is, but it isn't. It's
right.
A weird position to be in.
This is the unique thing about Oregon and where they're at right now. It obviously will be crushing. If you come up short, not winning the title last year, guess what it was? Crushing. Yep. What was it the year before?
Crushing. 2010. Crushing.
They're all crushing, right? If you don't win it, and when you haven't won one, they kill you at the end of the year.
Yes.
I know the pain that you speak of because I go through it every season. But this was the point that I tried to make, because we're going to go into the season and say it's probably the most talented roster that Lanning has had, and I don't disagree with the claim. I think it probably is the most talented roster. What did we say about his team 2 years ago?
I feel like we said it last year, right? Dante
last
was a
year was
card.
A little bit different because they only returned three starters. Like, there was question marks of Evan Stewart was going to be out the whole year. Dante Moore throws pick sixes. You're replacing so many pieces. Like, there were only three starters returning on that team. That was the conversation
the
a year
Gabriel
ago.
The year was, yes.
That was the year 2 years ago that everybody said, and then they damn near lost to Idaho and Boise in the first 2 weeks. Everybody thought, oh, God, this could be a terrible year. And then they ended up running the table and going undefeated until Ohio State did what they did to them in the Rose Bowl at the end of the season. The point being, though, in the last 2 years, we've had a year where Oregon was supposed to contend for a national championship, and they did until the last game of the season. And then last year, they weren't. And what did they do? They were still one of the final four teams in the sport, and they went further than they did the year before in the college football playoff, winning the James Madison game doesn't count, but they dominated Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. So they, no matter what the roster looks like going into the year, they have shown you year in and year out they can hang with the best programs in the sport. And so the idea of it like this is it if you don't win it this year, that's the only part that I will push back on. There's pressure to win a title. Anything short of a title this year will feel like a disappointment. But based on the way you're recruiting and retaining talent, like, you're not going anywhere. And you just keep taking cracks at it, and you hope at some point you get the right domino to fall, or the right injury luck, or the right bounce, or whatever, and things break your way at the end of the season.
Speaking of the Dante Moore Heisman campaign, we mentioned it's kicked off. And they made a video. I saw Dan Lanning put this out yesterday, but the Oregon Athletic Department made a video. I quite enjoyed it. Here is a comedic video hyping up the Dante Moore is coming back season.
Are you tired of saying goodbye to your favorite players? Tired of asking, will they ever come back? Hi, I'm Mort Morrison, and I'm here to tell you, yes, there's more. More touchdowns, more lasers, more spirals, more wins. If you like what you saw last season, yes, there's more. More highlights. Yes, more sellies. Yes. More! More! More!
I couldn't get out of bed before Dante Moore. I was sad and depressed. Now look at me. I'm in the sun and so happy because of Dante Moore.
Dante Moore makes me so happy.
I love Dante Moore. He's my hero. He changed my life.
Wow! You heard the people. They want more! You're probably wondering, will there be more clutch moments? Yes! There's more! More celebrations? Yes! There's more! More fun? Yes! There's more! Do you want more out of your clothes? Spray it with our patented formula. 5 times more effective than your regular formula. Just spray on. And voila, you have more. To find out more, call 1-800-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555 5555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555
more, 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 more,
if you get more.
Are you going to get more?
Offer only valid in the states of Oregon and Michigan. Side effects include saying the word more repeatedly over and over and over again. Shortness of breath, heavy breathing, fast talking, more shortness of breath, loss of hair, loss of facial hair, regrowth of hair, regrowth of facial hair, impossible fainting.
For more information, visit the website below.
Witness the power of more!
You got the more. You got more fever over there.
Not as much as that.
Huh? You buying into the more Heisman campaign?
I thought that was a really good commercial thing that they made. I like making campaigns that way. I'm cool with the billboards. I understand why you do it.
Yeah, they're gonna do it.
They're
for
iconic. You know,
returning starting quarterback who is a Heisman buzz gonna get it at Oregon.
So I said it last year, and you wrote it down.
I did.
And for a while, I had people like,
I know you were shaking in your boots halfway through the season.
Never doubt.
You were worried.
I knew when he played a real team like Indiana.
Oh yeah.
Throw picks. No picks. If you want to write it down, I'll tell you right now, June 25th, he will be at the Heisman ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty disappointing if he wasn't.
It's just hard for me, and that's not to say you can't have, Arch lives up to the hype, Arch will be there. We know that, right?
Well, Ohio State won the national title 2 years ago, and their quarterback was not a Heisman finalist. And he was a sixth-round pick.
Right, yeah. And I thought last year
played horrible in big moments, too, until they didn't.
Last year was there, and I'm like, he was not very good to me.
No.
I just have a hard time seeing the schedule coming back, putting up the numbers he did last year.
Yeah.
I would be a little surprised if he didn't. It's not to say that other players, because of how big the sport is, won't have good years. That kid at Auburn that transferred from South Florida might
Brown.
Be a guy.
Yeah, Byron Brown.
Sellers, maybe he pops at South Carolina his last year. Arch, all these other players. But
right.
I would be willing to say the opposite of what I said last year. I will be a little surprised if he's not in New York for the Heisman ceremony.
Well, I think the other thing they got going for him outside of obviously a quarterback back and the defensive line, which are two very important things, is I like the schedule break for him. To me, it sets up nicely, right? Like you get a couple of interesting early tests that you should not lose, but it's not, you know, you don't play Portland State till your third game, and that'll be your 90-0 final. I like the matchup against USC. It's early in the season, but that to me has been a matchup that I feel confident going into as an Oregon fan in the Dan Lanning and Lincoln Riley era.
Yep.
Outside of that, Illinois is replacing a lot, and I don't really know what to make of, you know, teams like Michigan and Michigan State this year. Like Michigan being in the second of a back-to-back with Ohio State, that part of it's challenging. You got to go to Columbus and play the Buckeyes and come home and play Michigan the next week. Are they going to have a functioning offense? If you lose, are you going to, you know, have that kind of bounce back game? If you fall in Columbus and that's the one regular season game you lose, to me, I like the way the schedule shakes out for them this year. Your two biggest games are probably on the road in USC and Ohio State. But again, I like the matchup against USC. Ohio State game will be a toss up in one of the bigger games of the regular season. Outside of that, man, I got confidence against everybody they're playing that's lining up in front of them.
Brad Crawford, 24/7, says maybe we should keep an eye and maybe Oregon should be the front runner to win the national championship. There you go.
This is the year.
Did you feel like you had a corn dog there?
This is the year. I feel like I ate two of them.
Two of them?
Can't wait till they get blown out in the semifinals again.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
No, we don't, Dan.
Getting blown out by Ohio State in a playoff game
I don't care
again.
Who it is. I don't care who it is. It does not matter who it is. Ohio State would hurt. Indiana would hurt.
USC
I don't care.
USC doing it to you would.
I mean, yeah, that would suck, but I...
The exchange.
There's obviously different levels of pain, but no matter who it is.
The pain is pain.
The pain is pain.
Yeah.
At some point, you're just feeling pain. If it happens again, yeah, dude, we're going to have to answer some hard questions.
We'll get into the Blazer stuff coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. Tom Dundon and the funding for the city debate that's been happening. But coming up next, we'll stick in the sport of football, and we'll talk about a pretty random big arrest that happened yesterday. Let's talk about that next.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the fan. Start diving into some Blazer-related stuff in the 8 a.m. hour. We got a Magic Hat Thursday to get to in the final hour of the radio program.
Did we make a trade? Did we do something? We got a guy? Did we get someone? Something happened? No. Okay.
I haven't seen anything. Okay. Have we made a trade?
No, I'm just checking, making sure I didn't miss anything hot off the presses. Keeping an eye on it.
You know.
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Joe. Joe.
If we don't make a trade, how quickly will we blame Dundon's cheapness on it?
Absolutely. Is where
there's maybe a no-lose situation here for Cronin. Yeah. He either tries to make the trade.
Yeah.
Gets enough people to tell you publicly he had the trade.
It was right there.
He it takes two to tango.
Yes.
He did his part.
He offered a second round pick for Jaylen Brown, and they said for whatever reason they didn't want to dance.
Or it is nobody would talk to the team because Tom Dundon's cheapness got in the way.
Right.
So what do you expect him to do?
Nobody would even entertain the notion of debating trades with you because you have the worst owner in all of sports.
I'm not kidding, but I'm kind of kidding, but I'm not really kidding that if they don't make a move of note, I'm Yeah, I will be ready to watch the media collectively blame Tom Dundon's cheapness on the general manager not getting a big trade done. Yeah,
I know it's early. I'm complaining about a 3-0 game in the first quarter. We got a long ways to go in the offseason, but you know, just a little activity would be nice. We didn't have any picks in the draft. We've only signed a guy to a summer league contract. Like, just something, man. Anything.
I told you, who knows who we trade for if we make the trade, right? But it, just seeing the Trailblazers being mentioned as the landing spot of, I don't know, a fill-in, a good player that we all kind of like.
A finalist. Maybe this player is going to be on the move. Here are the three finalists that are in the mix for him.
Like, to be what the Minnesota Timberwolves were last night, and now today they ended up making the trade, but the Timberwolves and the Raptors involved in talks for, if it's like the Blazers and the Clippers. I'd be like, yes, we're in the talks.
We're one of the final two. It's down to us and the Clippers.
Right now.
We got a 50-50 shot at getting this guy.
We're protesting the owner who hates thinking about spending his own money while people debate and hate our coaching salary and not being mentioned at all and got a new player from the draft.
Things are going great.
Things are going swimmingly.
Things are going wonderful.
Speaking of going wonderful, an odd day for World Cup fever.
It is a little bit of an odd day today.
So we don't, it doesn't matter what happens against Turkey. So we're not playing all our best players in this match, correct? Because we could still beat Turkey.
We already know our next opponent, like our round of 32 opponent, I believe.
The knockout stage.
Yeah, don't we already know who it is? I thought we found out yesterday. With a certain outcome, we know who we're playing.
Yeah, well, I think Bosnia is going to be our round of 32 opponent. Yes.
Did you see, who was it yesterday that got their first knockout ever? Was it South Africa?
South Africa.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Dude, the Morocco-Haiti game was pretty fun. That was pretty wild last night.
Dude, Haiti scoring the first goal? I was like, hello?
This is going to be entertaining.
And then Mexico just dominating the dojo last night.
Yeah. It is weird, though, because when you know you're already, I mean, this is the tough part with group play. We've already won the group. It's over.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really, there's no risk it to get the biscuit tonight. And we have a number of guys, I don't know off the top of my head, but I want to say we have four or five guys with a yellow card.
Four.
Yep. Four guys, and like, they're not playing tonight.
Well, why would you risk? Yeah, exactly. You don't want to put them in that spot.
So now you're sitting guys down. So there's a fear there, maybe. Maybe the talking point in the segment is like, are you worried about losing some steam and some momentum? Mm-hmm. Playing a game that doesn't count. It's like playing the Citadel the week before rivalry game. We got a little bit of that vibe right now. Like, we know we're going to win. We know it doesn't matter. So we'll see you in the rivalry week, Thanksgiving weekend. So maybe that's the only fear. But, yeah, I mean, I'll have it on. It starts at 7 tonight. They're playing back at SoFi. So, I mean, it's, the atmospheres have been great. I'm sure it will be again tonight, but it doesn't quite have the same meaning as the last two. And that's why the one in Seattle was such a big deal. Like, if you knew if you beat Australia and other things shake out a certain way, you're going to win the group and it's over. Goal differential looks solid. And so that ship has sailed, but now we get to see maybe what some of the reserves look like and just hope you stay healthy coming out of the game tonight.
You know, we're tied for the 9th best odds to win the World Cup now.
What did we come into the tournament at? 15, somewhere in that range?
Let me see. Give me a second here.
Because I know that there were 9 or 10 heavy hitters that were always at the top, right?
So
Argentina.
Your favorites right now, the favorite is France.
Yes.
They've looked like a wagon.
They have.
Mbappe's probably going to crush the Messi World Cup goal-scoring record.
Are we sleeping on Argentina a little bit with the way Messi's playing? The defending champs?
Well, I don't know if we're sleeping. Spain is second, and then Argentina's barely behind them.
What are the odds for Argentina right now?
Plus 600, so you get 6-1 action.
I might go bet on that, to be honest with you.
I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Fire away.
Last repeat World Cup champs?
I mean, I know that off the top of my head. Duh.
Brandon? Soccer Brandon over
there? I'm just going to give you guys a moment to think about it before I tell you what the answer
is. Thank you. I appreciate that time about that.
You need to make sure that you fully consider who it might have been.
Brandon, can you help Booger Brandon out?
Brazil, 1958-1962.
So we haven't had it
happen. Brazil, 1958-1962.
Well, you knew that.
I mean, I already knew it. I'm
glad he guessed it, though. That's
you got
guess.
It spot on.
Definitely a good guess. But, like, England is right behind Argentina. They just tied Ghana.
Yeah, get out of here, Harry Kane. Nobody's buying England.
Doesn't England make you feel like if they're tying Ghana, we got a shot?
Yeah.
Are you feeling more hopeful, I guess, is what I would ask.
France has not looked human.
No.
Argentina has not looked human.
Messi's playing like Messi.
Yes. England has looked human.
Portugal is after England.
Portugal, I mean, they had Ronaldo stealing goals from guys in their first game. Didn't Spain draw? Weren't they the ones that drew with Cape Verde?
Like, Verde, yeah.
Dude, you looked human in that. We have not looked human yet. We've blown out both of our inferior opponents.
And then Brazil, Germany, Netherlands. We're tied with Norway.
Ooh.
Us and Erling Haaland.
Erling! What are our odds to win the World Cup? Right now? What are we talking?
33-1.
I might go put $5 on that, too. It's not going to happen, but, you know, gives you something to root for the next couple of weeks.
Well, if you think they can go far, though, like if you think they can get to the semis.
Yeah, what's it to reach the semis?
Plus 425.
I mean, that's still good odds right there.
I'd still take over 4-1.
The pathway that we have, according to people who follow and understand soccer, it is we have a manageable schedule. Like, there is a red carpet that has been rolled out here of games that we should be able to win.
Did you see, so I'm saying so many things where soccer fans out there that are following this, like,
pulling their hair out
religiously are like, are you kidding me?
You idiot.
So I guess Antonio Freeman's kid is on this team, Alex Freeman.
That Antonio Freeman?
Yes.
Oh.
The greatest Monday Night Football catch of all time.
How is it not?
God. I was so mad, but I thought that was so cool.
How did he hold on? I mean, just...
Well, I hit the back, and he just rolled over, and he's like, I don't think this is the ground. I'm going to get up and run.
Just keep moving, dude.
That was a great Monday Night Football game, too, against Minnesota. But anyways, Alex Freeman, as we talk about football and football...
How good was Randy Moss? Pivot.
God, I loved watching him play.
Right?
He was doing an interview, Antonio Freeman, and he said, talking to his kid, like, this is not a gimmick. They legitimately believe in one another. They've rallied together. They have a real belief that they can. They're just going to sneak up on people and try to get as far as they've ever got in the men's division in the World Cup. So, yeah, hearing that, it is his dad, but it's still interesting. Like, given how they've started things,
yeah, they seem to be playing with a cohesiveness and a style that is different than other World Cups.
And you know, people expect him to beat Australia without Pulisic, but he probably doesn't. He says he's going to play a little bit tonight just to get his legs under him. But
give him 10 minutes, maybe let him run around a little bit.
You should be able to beat Turkey with most of your guys not playing.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know anything about Turkey other than that they have not looked great in the World Cup, so I would tend to agree with you. It should be a game that we conceivably should win. It also helps, and we kind of talked about this earlier in the week on Monday, because the game on Friday against Australia, the atmosphere was so good, and they're breaking decibel records in Seattle and all that. And so we'll see what it looks like tonight in SoFi.
You can't bet on Turkey on the ESPN odds.
The
boards.
Odds are so long.
Iraq is there.
You can't even get to them.
Cape Verde is there.
When did Turkey become Turkey, by the way?
That's a very recent development.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yep. Threw me off.
We got a Czechia and a Turkey.
I was looking at the world map the other day, as one tends to do randomly in the afternoon.
You got a globe in your office?
No, but I do love a
globe. I've always wanted a globe.
My grandpa on my stepdad's side,
yeah,
he died when I was like 4. And you know, reportedly, he was really cool. We used to play all the time as a little kid.
Yeah.
He left me a globe.
He left you a globe and you lost the globe? Mama Sprague
like
lost the globe?
I feel like it's somewhere.
Somewhere. You still got the globe?
I feel like I have the globe.
You got to get the one that has like the ridges. You know, like I don't want a flat globe. I want one that kind of sticks out.
No,
give me some
this
topography.
One's kind of it's a kind of angled globe.
Ooh, an angled
so
globe.
So the spin.
Yeah. Everybody play the game of wherever your finger lands, that's where you're going to go on vacation.
Yeah, that's
spin
where you're
going
to go on vacation.
I'm going to Africa. All right.
Yeah, but if it was ever like somewhere you didn't want, you'd be like, that doesn't count.
Iran? No, respin. Respin. I'm not going there right now. I'm good.
But I was looking at it, I was like, hell is Turkey? And then I heard the World Cup thing, like Turkey. I'm like, oh, okay.
How do I say this? But I think the point being that they, when you have a home country behind you, that's powerful, man. That's going to mean a lot. And so I obviously
you saw with Mexico last night. That was an awesome scene.
The scene has been great.
See the goalkeeper kiss the post because he's retiring, so everybody started crying.
I don't know if it's going to be the end of his run and if he's going to be able to go again. It's just that, you know, this one is different. Obviously, when you're a host country, you get a more favorable draw in your group. And so the odds of us getting out of our group are relatively high to begin the World Cup. But then you combine the way that they're playing, the confidence they now have with the home country being behind you and every place you go in being overwhelmingly USA. And that's going to be the case the rest of the tournament. Like, you got a shot, man. You got a shot to go on a run. I'm not going to be glued to the game tonight because it doesn't matter that much. But I've been watching a little bit of World Cup every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we'll see how they look tonight. And it doesn't matter, but I'll still be watching it.
How do you think Pride Night's going to go at Lumen Field between Egypt and Iran?
Will it go better than it did at AT&T Park last week? Actually, no. What are they now? It's Oracle Park now, I think.
I'm just here to talk about baseball stuff.
I'm just here to look to the future.
You want to talk about that?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
You don't?
I mean, we can talk about it if you want. My team's an embarrassment.
It's your team.
Did you see Rafi Devers, too, refused to come out for a pinch runner the other day?
I did.
Yeah.
He went yard yesterday.
He did. They ended up winning a game, and he had a big home run.
Center, man.
In the ninth inning. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
It was an odd.
It's been a brutal year. And it's only gotten worse.
You were talking with one of our listeners about the Giants season, and he was sharing in your misery. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go up to Seattle, see him anyway.
Yeah, still going up.
And I started laughing listening to that conversation. Two depressed Giants fans who were cocky sniffing a decade ago.
It's three of these, baby!
But, man, what a weird season. My team is, like, cratering right now.
Yeah, it usually happens. You have ups and downs in a long year.
They're injured. Their pitching staff sucks. They cannot beat the Padres at Petco Park to save their lives. Your team has had the worst season.
Yes.
And I say that
one of the worst
the
in their
exist.
Franchise. One of the worst in the franchise's history.
As bad as the Mets have been,
yeah,
who are five or six games behind the Nationals for dead last in our division.
Oh, yeah. I think 6.5 games behind them.
The Giants season, you hired a manager nobody knew.
Yeah.
Your roster was like, oh, let's see. And then it was dog crap.
On paper, it's not that bad of a roster.
And then you had Big God Guy come out and say, I don't know about this gay hat.
Yeah, now we're in the middle of the crosshairs of a political
and
discourse.
And now you're stuck in a gay
now
hat
Now I got
debate.
Josh Hawley and J.D. Vance sending statements about my baseball team. Why don't I didn't want to be in there. Why am I in the middle of this?
Congress is drawing up legislation now to fight your gay hat
What
night.
Are we doing, man? Just put the hat on. Do you know what city you're playing in?
Well,
this isn't Kansas City, brother.
I know he's your guy, but bad look for Posey.
It's a really bad look for Posey. Really bad look.
You can't just, I mean, baseball itself was like, no, not allowed. We're not doing that.
Really bad look.
And then the Giants are like, we're here to only talk about baseball.
If you're
stuff.
Not going
to
answer questions on that topic, you don't do a press. Like, it wasn't a mandatory press conference. He just went down and sat with a gaggle of reporters in the dugout. Like, what did you think that they were going to ask about?
He just did an interview this morning, I think, on one of the San Francisco stations.
I don't know if he ended up doing it. He was supposed to, and I think they ended up having Larry Bear on instead, who is one of their, you know, controlling governors.
What did you think they were going to talk about?
What do you think they're going to ask you about?
Does Buster Posey follow the news in any way?
I don't know. I imagine he's pretty depressed right now because what he thought he touched has not turned to gold. It's turned to poop, and everything he's done has turned out to be the worst idea possible.
Very odd.
Every single move he's made has not worked. There's not a single one that you're like, dude, great move. There were some strikeouts there, but that home run, that was a good home run. Not a lot of that right now.
All right, 7:41. We'll move on. We'll get to Wright Gazaway coming up, K2's very own, the new host of the Rip City Wrap-Up. He was at the Tom Dundon Chambers of, I keep saying this wrong, the Commerce Chambers Metros of Chambers Commerce.
What was the Harry Potter one, the Chambers of Secret? Call it the Chambers of Secret.
Mm.
Wasn't that what it was? Is that number two? Number
Chamber
one?
Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets, thank
I
you.
I don't know the order of
thank
that
you.
Series.
You're
to
married to
life.
A pothead.
I know.
You should know this stuff.
And she's married to a pothead, but I can't tell you the correct order.
What they came out.
Of the. I'm always like, is it the Phoenix one that I like?
Which one is the one with the guy and the thing?
Which one's the Christmas one where the vampire dies in the games?
What? Wrong movie.
I crossed the movies over.
Wrong, true. This ain't Twilight, brother. Get that out of here.
Where's the one with the Twilight guy dying? Okay.
We got a new Harry Potter HBO series coming out. You ready for that?
John Lithgow's in it, isn't he?
I believe so. I think he's Dumbledore.
I think he's Dumbledore, yeah. Talk about Harry Potter.
Let's do it.
But yeah, we'll get to the Blazer stuff coming up from their big movers and shakers meeting yesterday. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. A delightful little Thursday morning for you. We're having fun over here. Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan. Loaded third hour of the radio program. We'll talk with Wright Gazaway. Now, I got to make sure I'm saying this right, because he told me it's Gaz like jazz, but then there's...
Gazaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to make sure we get it correct.
Because I was saying it the other way. He was saying, he's like, it's not this way, it's that way.
You got to do it the other way.
And he's, you know, he's doing a great job over there at K2. He's going to join us at 8:03.
He might start barking at us at any moment during the interview. Georgia fans have been known to do that.
Bulldogs are Bulldogs,
They'll
man.
Just start barking at you, and it's a really uncomfortable thing. You just got to let them finish.
We will get to the Magic Hat in the final hour of the rated program today. Dirt's very excited about it.
I am.
We talked...
I got a lot of audio. I got more audio for the Magic Hat.
We talked Oregon Duck football at 7.
We're so winning the Natty this year.
We're so bad.
So bad. We're so Scudux.
Scubbies. We're winning the Pac-12.
This is the year.
Somebody made a good point. I saw this on social media on the World Cup. They said, watching the World Cup has me asking questions. Do Europeans get issued 8 weeks of vacation, unlimited airline miles, and a trust fund at birth?
Seriously.
They're like, Scotland
everywhere.
Has gone to every venue.
Who
it's
has
the same
this
people.
Money laying around? What do you do for work?
Raise sheep? And
is that,
that
a
pays them a living wage?
In Scotland, is that a fruitful business over there?
You know, we don't need to get political. Mm-hmm. I also saw we're the only country in this without universal health care. Is that a fact? That's not a fact.
That can't be a fact.
Cape Verde has universal health care.
Does Iran have universal health care?
What if they did?
I'm not buying that.
I don't either, but I saw it floating around, and I was like, what? No. Really?
I'm going to see if Iran has universal health care.
Now, of the knockout teams,
yeah.
That might be a fact.
Yes, Iran has universal health care coverage. Over 90% of the population enrolled in a public health insurance program.
That's crazy.
Does Egypt?
Egypt. Well, watch, Egypt's definitely going to have it.
They are currently transitioning to a universal health care system.
How about that?
Hey, look at that.
101, baby.
Hey, 101.
101.
We're number one.
But yeah, my only response to that would be, yeah, they're probably actually getting paid livable wages where they live.
I pretend to guess, yeah.
And not as expensive to live where they live. So yeah, they can afford to fly over to America and go to Miami and Boston and all these other places.
So one of the thoughts I have whenever I see these sporting events, who's got this time off of work? Like, I want to know what you do for work that you're just gone on for like 3 weeks at a time.
Mm.
Although our producer is in Italy right now for 3 weeks, so you know, maybe we could do the same thing.
To be fair, he's never been to Europe.
He's never been
to
Europe.
It's like a lifetime's worth of savings to go on a sailboat with 97 sails.
It's expensive, man. Work, it's not easy to get that amount of time off of work, but those European fans are all over the place.
We'll dive into the Blazers and the funding stuff. What did you make of JB Bickerstaff's statement about the Micah Nori thing? Because I didn't need any more evidence yesterday, personally.
Mm-hmm.
That Micah Nori is definitely the guy to lead us to the promised land of Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals.
Yes, he's going to get the job done.
Then knowing that his welcome prize when he walked into the facility was Diet Coke and high chews.
That's what he asked for? Or that's
well,
what we gave him?
I think he's known to like those things.
Diet Cokes and high chews?
So when he walked in, he walks in with his wife.
I mean, that's a good combo.
Joe Cronin's behind him. Welcome to the facility. He's got a big smile on his face. He's
Micah
been in
Nori.
The news for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
He's super happy. What's on the table in the photograph? Pack of DCs, pack of high chews, and I just think, this is my guy.
Two for two.
That is exactly the Brandon Sprague special right there.
The snack drink of choice, Diet Coke's delightful.
Mm.
And if you ever walk by, our boss has high chews on his desk. If I ever pop into his office, I'm grabbing a high chew 10 out of 10 times.
A green apple high chew with an ice cold Diet Coke in a can is perfection. So I'm all about that.
This is the sign.
But
this is what we've been needing. A coach who likes high chews and Diet Coke.
I mean, that's all I need.
I mean, I'm not surprised JB Bickerstaff came out with a statement. They
called a slap in the face to our value.
Come on, man. They need to defend their own. I get why they're doing
Well, is he wrong, though? Can I ask you that? You may not agree with him. Is he wrong? I talked with a longtime coach yesterday.
Yes.
And I this got brought up because I think in all levels of basketball, this is a big news thing for coaches, right?
It is.
And I jokingly asked if they would be happy with it. And their response surprised me. It was, I would bet on myself 10 out of 10 times.
Yes.
I would take the deal. Now, it doesn't mean that this isn't a slap in the face to the vast majority of the community.
Right.
I am not one that buys into the who's going to play for him for that and, oh, the players won't believe it. Dude, you would be shocked how little players care about almost anything in life.
Yeah, that's
let alone,
the part
what does my coach make per year?
Right.
Players don't roll like that.
We had an interim guy making $900,000 last year that they all bought into. So don't tell me that a coach without a two-year guarantee is not going to get a roster that buys into him.
Who also, by the way, coincidentally, ended up sitting in a lame duck spot of, is he going to be brought back? Is he going to be let go? Is he going to go find a new job? What's going to happen there? Players didn't seem to really care about that. They played,
right? They played hard.
So I saw this from J.B. Bickerstaff. I understand why the coaching community would do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand the argument that I bet you owners around the league are going, oh, can we get away with this?
I think Tom Dundon has rapidly risen up the rankings of the most popular owners for Adam Silver and the other owners. Because if they can get away with doing this, they will get away with doing
this.
But
I also don't believe that all the teams will do this. I don't buy that Joe Lacob, who has put so much money into the Warriors, I don't buy that he's going to suddenly go, I'm hiring a coach for $1 million. I think you'll have some teams and owners do it.
Have we had, the details on Norrie and how much he's making yet?
Tim McMahon, in his story on ESPN with the J.B. Bickerstaff story, says it is, give me a second here.
The ballpark number or an actual
number? We don't
number?
Have an actual number,
okay,
but
I wasn't
it was
sure.
said, sources said.
I mean, I know it's on the lower end of the league.
It's below market value.
Yeah.
So I think the average
coach salary is somewhere in the $4 million range.
See, Dwight Jane said 7. So let's just call it 5.5 to 6.
Yeah.
Below that.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if we had a specific number amount. I mean, I see your point. I don't know if every owner will do it. I
don't think they will.
No.
But I do think owners will say, yeah, I can get away with it.
If I can get away with it, I'll do it. I certainly understand why they're fighting for their guy. I understand why they're making the argument. I understand why the union and the reps want to come out and say we shouldn't allow this to happen. I also just, a part of me just kind of rolls my eyes at it. And I think a lot of the public does too.
Yeah.
All this is that if you don't do a good job and they fire you, we don't want to have to pay the remaining numbers on your contract. Now, the argument is, well, who cares what the owner pays money for? It's not like it goes into the salary cap pool. You now have more money to go get players. And I agree with that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal to me either way. And the idea that if you're really bad at your job and you get fired with 2 years left on your contract, you get to take every penny of that home. I have a hard time getting worked up over that. If Mike Anori is a good coach and the next 3 years go well and you win games at a decent clip and like you're progressing and it's like, dude, this guy knows what he's doing. This is our guy of the future. And we have an owner who then says, let him walk. Let me go hire the coach from Chemeketa Community College because he's now too expensive. That's an issue for me. That's a problem. But in the short term with this, I have a really hard time getting worked up over a guy, if he is fired or let go after 1 year, not getting paid for 2 years of non-work.
If they end up hiring the guy from Chemeketa.
Oh, sorry, my
you
apologies.
No, it's okay. We have that difference between us. You could end up being right. Mike Anori's press conference, by the way, 11 a.m. today.
Excited to hear it, man. He's going to get asked about this a lot.
This is, it's one of the biggest topics coming into the press conference. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll get all the audio from it. You'll hear it live here on The Fan, I'm sure, during the firm. And then I'm sure Primetime will have some cuts as well, as we'll hear from Mike Anori for the first time. 11 a.m. press conference. Loaded third hour of the program. Magic Hat in the fourth hour. We kick off hour number 3. Let's dive into those Blazers. Gazaway. Gosh, I keep wanting to say the other way. Oh, we'll get it right. I promise. I'm an idiot.
Right with right.
Right with what's right with right.
Yes.
Let's get to that. Hour number 3, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!